for the next hour, I will drone on and on and on and on and on about my political beliefs. No, fear not, I'm not going to do that to you. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We have a very special guest this hour, a gentleman by the name of Lou Bavona. Lou is the founder, and he's also a current board member of the New York chapter of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. If you were listening a few weeks back, we had Michelle Knight on the program. She, of course, survived a horrific decade-long kidnapping at the hands of Ariel Castro in his house in Cleveland. Well, after that show, I started thinking there has to be something that people in the media, and in this case me, can try to do to raise awareness for this incredibly worthwhile cause. Where do children go when they are missing? What happens to them? You'll see Have You Seen Me situations on TV where the person's been missing for 5, 10 years. Where do these people go? Well, Lou will share his own personal story with us, and we will talk about ways that we can maybe increase awareness and help teach children so they can be a little more aware, so they can perhaps, in fact, protect themselves. And then another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. This week, Lisa is talking about the best time to exercise. And then travel agents. Are they worth it? Should you use them? Or should you just tap away and book your vacation yourself? And then another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky. This week, Adam is talking about all of these Tommy John surgeries across Major League Baseball. And specifically my favorite team, the New York Mets. And then things you should stop buying now. Don't buy them ever, ever, ever again. What are they? We'll find out. We start things off this hour with people just droning on about their political beliefs. Have you been on social media lately? Everyone seems to have certain friends on Facebook that just will drone on incessantly about politics. You know what their opinion is going to be about anything because they are either that far to the right or they are that far to the left. And after a while, it becomes white noise. Enough! We get it already. People that just go on and on about these things. And when you really think about it, how much of a difference does it make in your everyday life? Is it going to change how you work? Is it going to change how you deal with your children? Is it going to change the way you drive to work? No. These giant issues that everyone grabs onto like it's life and death and it's going to mean how I live tomorrow. And if this happens, my family will be crumbling. We will have to hide. You know, after a while, it just gets so annoying. And isn't it amazing how people have just, it's almost like rooting for a sports team. I live in the New York City area, and you're either a Mets fan or you're a Yankees fan. So you wear your Mets hat or you wear your Yankees hat. And isn't that kind of like what it's become with Republicans and Democrats? People don't think about issues anymore. People don't think for themselves anymore. It's what your team believes. You either run to the red or you run to the blue. And whatever they say and whatever that construct demands that you say and you feel, that's what you say and that's what you parrot. And it's kind of sad. And people in the middle get laughed at. Oh, you're too weak. You have no opinion. No, they have a brain, and they're willing to use it, and they take an issue, and they explore it. You have this cognitive machine that's stuck in your head, and it's called a brain, and you use it to decipher information and to make choices about issues that matter to you, and you also use it to filter out what's important and what's just simply gobbledygook. It's just amazing. It makes you want to just go on to social media and either unfollow or unfriend certain people because you have had enough of them. Stop and smell the roses. It's springtime. Not everything is a political issue that you have to live and die for. Life. There's much more to it than whether or not you're from a red state or a blue state. You're from your own state, and that should be a state of thought, and a state of consideration, and a state of sanity. Stay with us. Lou Bavona, coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
American Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. Heavy weather is in the deck of Sturgis Cards.
It was fine until we got to here and it started hailing on us. We got stuck in it, so we pulled over for a little bit, and then about 15 minutes later, we got the ride again.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Bryan for American Biker Minute.
Tina Tadone from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hi, what's happening?
There's a lot happening here. I've done a lot of riding. Needles Highway, which scared the bejeebas out of me. Because there's a lot of, it's like a turnstile. It's like a corkscrew up and down, and there's no guardrails. The cars turn out a little too far, and you get too close to the edge. It's a little scary. I made it down. I'm still here. Beautiful riding out here. There's a lot of wildlife, buffalo, deer. Saw a lot of prairie dogs on the side of the road.
American Biker Minute.
Really cool.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jen's neighborhood isn't real safe, so she carries a small can of mace in her purse. Last week, she told some young men to move a bunch of garbage cans off the sidewalk or she'd spray them with mace. Then she told folks on the subway to give her some room or they'd get sprayed. Now the police have arrested Jen and confiscated her mace. Really? What's the charge? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
It's against the law to threaten anyone with mace except in self-defense. Besides, without proper training and a license, it's not even legal for Jen to have mace in the first place. And that's the final verdict.